The Park City Chamber and Visitors Bureau, Summit County, and Park City Municipal Corporation hired Brumby McLeod to conduct a short-term rental market assessment. City Manager Diane Foster says after the review, they'll work to set policy within the confines of state law.
The first phase is to look at a market assessment, just to understand what have we got for all of our housing and who's using it and how are they using it, both so that we can look at over time what kind of changes happen to that rent to that housing market, as well as he's got a lot of experience in best practices and things we can do.
As of early December, there were about 4,400 Airbnb and HomeAway nightly rental listings in Park City and Summit County. Just about 3,200 of those were inside the city limits.
This is a big issue. It's something we do have. The city has a significant number of, I think it's around 2,200, something like that, of licensed nightly rentals. But there are a lot of unlicensed ones. And I know you asked Tom yesterday about some software the city had purchased in conjunction with the Colorado Association of Ski Towns. We had purchased some software. The folks who operate in the nightly rental business, Airbnb, VRBO, et cetera, they filed a lawsuit against some of these firms, and that firm actually went out of business. So they no longer operate that software. And right now, there's nobody in that market for that who's making software. State law has now made that illegal for us to even go online and do a search as government.
Foster understands that people have a right to do what they want with their property, but she says the city has a couple of reasons for ensuring property owners have safety inspections and are licensed if they are doing nightly rentals.
And that's completely reasonable. We support people in doing that. We just want them to do it legally and safely, right? The reason that the city regulates these is twofold. Most importantly is public health and safety, making sure that people have fire access and making sure that if you do have somebody come into your home, that it's a safe place for them. You know, our intent is that your house is a safe place for you as well. But sometimes, particularly in older homes, they don't meet the current codes, and we need them to do that. And things like fire extinguishers are important. The other piece is taxes. You know, on a level playing field, we have a great relationship with the lodging community here, and it's really important to us that that it is a level playing field with nightly rentals and hotel rooms.
What used to be seasonal housing in Park City has now become a lucrative business for property owners who want to take advantage of the many tourists staying in town to ski. City leaders are concerned that seasonal workers can no longer afford to live in Park City.
If you look at a lot of our long-term rentals that used to provide a place for a liftie or a server on Main Street, they now are a nightly rental, and someone can charge an exorbitant amount of money during Sundance or over the Christmas holiday or over February vacation, and sometimes they'll make as much money as they do in a long-term rental.
Foster says Park City, like many mountain towns, wants to find ways to provide affordable seasonal housing for its workforce. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.